And usually it's because of some reason, whether it's political unrest or someone took over their country.
常常是因为他自己的国家里因为有一些政治上的动荡。
And so there's very little hope for those who are in exile.
对这些在流放流亡的人来讲，他们很难有希望。
And before we get started, let me just pray for us.
我们来祷告。
Dear Lord God,
亲爱的主。
We just come before you and we ask for your wisdom.
我们来到你的面前，向你祈求你的智慧。
We pray that you speak to us through your word.
我们向你祷告，求你通过话语向我们来说话。
That you instill within us a desire for your word.
你在我们中间让我们看到你的，明白你的话语。
And we understand, Lord, that you have a plan for us.
我们知道主，你对我们每一个人都有一个计划。
And we pray, Lord, that you would help us to see.
我们祷告，求你来帮助我们看到这样一个。
And have the courage to obey.
也让我们帮助我们来实现。
And we pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我们祷告，靠主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. So, I'm going to begin with a little poll, okay? I'm going to ask you guys a question. Okay, so who here is an immigrant into the United States? That means you were born in another country and then you moved here to the United States. Okay, that's good. Okay. I am not an immigrant.
Albert 说他不是一个移民，因为他是。
But I grew up with my parents who did immigrate to this country.
但是他是跟他的父母是移民，所以他是。
And I know about all the suffering that goes on when you first come to the country.
所以他也明白这些移民所面临的问题。
Because my dad came over here to study for his PhD, his master's and his PhD.
他的父亲就是刘牧师来到这里是来先是学。
And so I was born when he was getting his PhD at Rutgers University.
当这个刘牧师拿在那个若哥大学拿到这个学位的时候，拿。
And of course, I don't remember this, and I don't really like. I have no recollection of this, but this is the story that they tell me.
这是他父亲给他讲的一个故事。
And so apparently, my dad went to Taiwan, married my mother.
他的父亲去台湾，跟他的母亲结婚。
And then with just $500 in their pocket, they moved over here to the United States.
他们只有500块钱，然后一起来到美国。
And so there was a scholarship, of course, for an international student that my dad had.
他的父亲当时有一个给国际学生的这个奖学金。
But as those of you know, those who have studied in the PhD programs, know that scholarships and, you know, grants don't really give you an extravagant lifestyle.
那些就是拿过这个奖学金的，大家也知道，这些奖学金的数量不足以让你过一个非常优越的生活。
And each day, my father would have to labor over his thesis paper. And his research.
每天他的这个父亲都要在他的研究的这个论文上要花很多功夫。
Because if you don't complete it, then all that money and all that time, those years and years of research are going to be wasted.
如果你不完成这个论文的话，那这多年的努力就会被浪费掉。
And so for years, we basically lived with very, very low income.
所以很多年来他们这个家庭，当时这个家庭就是靠这个微薄的收入，奖学金收入来生活。
And I remember my dad told me that when he used to take my mom out on a date,
他父亲曾经跟他讲过，就是他有的时候带他的母亲出去约会一下。
They would go get hamburgers, right?
他们就去吃这个汉堡。
Because, I mean, there weren't really Chinese restaurants back then. There's a couple of them around, but like, typically, you go out and you get some American food.
那时候中国餐馆不是很多，所以出去就吃点美国的食物。
But when we go out for hamburgers, right, everybody gets one, because we all go buy one, right? But for them, it was a little different because they didn't have very much money.
当我们出去吃汉堡的时候，我们每一个人都吃一个。但对他们来讲，那个。
So they would go and they would get a meal, and then they would actually have to split the hamburger.
那么他们就会出去，叫一个汉堡大套餐，然后分开两个人吃。
And so this years of suffering, because I remember I have pictures at home where the only toys in the house was like a bucket, this brown bucket, and a deflated basketball, and a little black and white TV in the corner.
他看到这个老照片里记载，他们他年童年的时候，好像是这个唯一的玩具就是一个小桶，一个球，还有一个黑白电视。
And then I would, my parents tell me that I had this friend, right, who was, I think his parents were from, like Denmark or Switzerland or something like that, somewhere in Europe, right?
他的父亲也跟他讲过，他们曾经有一个朋友是从欧洲的某个国家来的。
And so because I was young, I only spoke Chinese.
Albert 小的时候只说中文。
And the other kid spoke whatever language his parents were from.
然后他的朋友呢，从欧洲来的这个朋友就讲欧洲那个国家的语言。
So when we were together, like I would say something, he wouldn't understand. He would say something to me, I wouldn't understand. But we talked anyways, right? When we were really little, doesn't really matter, right?
当他跟他的这个小朋友讲话的时候，他讲中文，另外一个人讲这个欧洲的语言，所以尽管两人都不明白，不过还是继续交谈。
And so this suffering that you go through as an immigrant, what's the reason for it?
那么这个作为这个移民来讲，这起初的这个阶段是一个受苦的阶段。那么他的为什么要这样做呢？
Because if you think about it, my mom and my dad came from the top high schools in Taiwan, the number one high schools, number one girls' school, number one guys' school.
他的父母都是从台湾最好的这个高中这个来的。
They went to the number one colleges there. They had friends. They had family. They could get a job easily there.
他们在台湾也是上的是最好的大学，然后有家庭有朋友。
So why is it that they would decide to leave all that behind, take their $500 life savings, and move over to a place where they would suffer for 5 to 10 years?
那么他们为什么要放弃这一切，拿着这兜里的500块钱来到美国，要刻苦的奋斗5到10年
？And those who have immigrated understand this concept.
那我们在座的这些移民来讲，实际上对这个道理都非常明白。
Because it's hope that drives us through all those trials and tribulations.
因为我们有的是一个希望，就是这个希望带领我们经受这一切。
And that hope is something that we need to remember to have as Christians as well.
就是这个希望，我们作为一个基督徒来讲，也是需要来记住。
Because I'm going to read for us Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13 to 16 again.
我们来再读一下这个。希伯来书第十一章十三到十六节。
And so I'll just read it in English, and then do you have the Chinese?
I have.
Okay. So I'm going to read it in English first. It says, "These all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For people who speak thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of that land from which they had gone out, they would have had an opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city."
我来读一下13节。这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡，他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有机会，还有可以回去的机会，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他们已经给他，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
And so when we think about this, we think about their mindset, we think about what they were thinking for the future.
我们当看这样事情的时候，我们就思念他们当时对将来的这样一个想法。
We realize that it's a little bit different from the way we act as people in immigrating to another country.
我们看他们所想的跟我们作为一个移民来讲，到一个新的国家来讲是有点不一样。
Because there's a difference between an immigrant and an exile.
这个在移民和那个被流放的人之间有一些不同。
Because the focus is different.
他们所关注的焦点不同。
When we immigrate to somewhere, right, we are looking for a better future in that place.
我们作为移民，我们总是在这个新的地方寻找一个好的未来。
We come to America, we study, and then we, you know, get our first consulting job, and then we work our way up the corporate ladder till we're making lots of money.
我们来到美国，我们刻苦的学习，找到第一份工作，然后逐渐的往上升，啊，直到这个赚很多钱。
We develop 401ks, and we try to get into the Social Security program. We invest for the future. We save up for our kids' education.
我们有退休金，我们有这个为我们的将来做好准备，也为我们的孩子的教育存足了。
Because we plan to stay here a long time, probably until we die.
因为我们计划在这里要待很长时间，直到我们可能待我们余生。
And we want to develop the most comfortable life possible.
我们想为我们自己设计一个最舒适的生活。
So we struggle.
所以我们经常是要经受痛苦。
We fight through all of the different obstacles and opposition to us succeeding.
我们要为各种遇到的各种各样阻力来
And we slave away day in and day out.
我们就是像奴隶一样每天在工作。
So that maybe in the future we can have what we want.
每天像奴隶一样工作的目的就是希望有一天我们能够得到我们所希望的。
But an exile is a very, very different mindset.
那么做一个被流放者，他是有个完全不同的。
Because you've lost, and you've been pushed out of everything that you wanted.
因为他失去了他所有的一切。
It says in here a sojourner and an exile, and that concept is that you are merely passing through. You don't want anything to do with this land.
这个就是说流放者来讲就是跟他原来这个跟他到的地方没有什么任何关系。
You are merely passing through.
你仅仅是这个一个过路人而已。
And for many exiles, there's no hope.
对很多的这个逃亡者流放者来讲他是没有这个没有希望的。
In the United States of America, there's a group of exiles who are actually living on their original land.
在美国有有这样一群人，有一群这个流亡者，他们是生活在
Native Americans，
他们就是这个印第安人，美国的印第安人。
And so, in the Native American society, they actually have the highest suicide rate for young people as well as old people.
那么在印第安人的部落里面，他们这个自杀率无论是老人还是年轻人都是最高的。
I mean, to us, it seems like, you know what, they've got the life because they don't have to pay taxes.
对我们看来，这个印第安人好像生活还不错，因为他们不需要付税。
They don't have to pay for their education necessarily, or they get discounted education.
那么他们的教育也不用付很多钱。
And finding a job should be pretty easy because in order to diversify the company, they usually have to hire somebody who is not like a white American or the typical majority.
那么他们找工作应该也不是难事，因为公司常常有这样的一种多元化的这样一种招聘计划。
But despite all of this, it feels like for some reason they have lost hope.
但尽管如此，好像对他们来讲，他们还是失去了希望。
Because they're exiles in their own land.
因为他们是在自己的这个土地上的这种流亡者。
But the Christian exile that we talk about here in Hebrews and also technically in Romans,
我们在这个希伯来书还有在罗马书中谈到的这个这个基督徒的这样的一些流亡者
we are supposed to look towards a future because we have been removed from the perfection that originally existed.
我们是要对将来我们渴望我们着眼于将来，因为我们已经过去的东西已经都没有了。
The life of an exile does not attach himself to the land that he was in. He is in.
这个流亡者不把他们自己来归属于他们所在的这个土地。
They only care about returning to their land, returning to what is good, what is perfect.
他们只盼望哪一天来回到他们自己的土地上。
That's why it says in Hebrews, it says, For in verse 14 it says, for people who seek thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of the land which they had gone out, they would have had the opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country that is a heavenly one.
Which verse?
We're reading verse 14 to first part of verse 16.
Hebrews
chapter 11.
Okay. 刚才讲到的这个还是 14到16节这样。
And so this concept of a Christian living in this world is that we are not to attach ourselves to this world.
作为一个基督徒来讲，我们在一个世界上，我们这个概念应该是这样，我们不把自己来当做这个世界的一部分。
We are supposed to look to the future, look to heavenly realms, look to something that is far greater than anything we could have here.
我们应该所做的是看到，望眼看将来，看到我们，属天的，将来的这个未来，神给我们预备的，而不是现在。
But is that the case with our mindset, with the way we live?
我们现在这样生活的话，是不是这样呢？
When I did a little bit of thinking upon my own life,
当我自己回想我自己的这个生活的时候，
I realized that I wasn't living as a faithful exile like the Bible calls us to. I was living as an immigrant into the world.
我在想，我可能我的生活不是像这个圣经里讲的这个基督的这个追随者这样的一种流亡的生流亡者的心态，而是一种移民的心态。
Because I was seeking to be in the world, I wanted to wear what they wore, I wanted to have what they were willing to give, and I wanted to store up things here on this earth.
因为我追求的是还是这个世界。 就是我想所拥有和建立的，它是在这个世界上。
And so the difficulty for me was understanding, you know what, why am I doing this when the Bible clearly tells me I should be storing up treasures in heaven?
这个很一件很难的事情，就是说为什么我常常想为什么我要这样做，明明圣经上告诉我我应该在积攒财宝在天上。
And I began to think, and I realized that I did not understand what we are being exiled from and what we are trying to return to.
当我再仔细想的时候，我并不是很明白我是从哪里这个逃亡出来的，而且是我的目标是在哪里。
And so when we think about it, right, as Christians, why are we considered exiles? To be an exile means that you have to leave a place, an original situation.
作为基督徒，我们在考虑这个流亡这样一个概念。流亡者来讲，常常是说需要离开一个地方。
And so, what is it? Where did we leave from as people created by God?
我们作为神的选民来讲，我们在离开哪个地方呢？
And so what was the first place? Where did God create human beings? In what?
那么这个第一个地方是哪里？这神在哪里建造这个造人？
Very easy question. Where is it? Eden. Very good. Eden, thank you.
Eden园.
And so in Eden, when God created everything, God said what? Three words. It is good, right?
那么在伊甸园里，当神创造了一切的时候，
神的话语是，这看着是好的。The
situation was very nice. God had a perfect relationship with man.
在那里，这个一切情况都非常好。Man
ruled over the animals.
神和人的关系非常好，然后人也能够统治所有的动物。And
the earth naturally produced food for the men and the animals.
那么土地也有丰盛的土产来足够喂养人和这个牲畜。It
was a perfect harmonious relationship.
在那里应该是一个非常和谐的这样一个环境。But
then what happened?
那么后来发生什么呢?
Sin.
罪恶。
In sin, what happened was that you have to realize that this entire balance was turned upside down.
随着罪的发生，这一切的这个平衡都完全被破坏了。
Originally, it was God, man, animals, earth.
啊，最早是这个，神、人、动物还有土地。
And God was the source of life.
那么神就是这一切生命的这个来源。
But when sin entered the world, man began to fall under dominion of all these other things.
当这个罪恶进入以后，那么人就成了这个其他这些其他事物的这个。
Think about it.
被其他事物控制。
Think about it. Ready? Normally, right in the Garden of Eden, the earth produced food for man. Correct?
在这个我们再想一想，在伊甸园里，这个土地是为人来提供食物。
But when sin entered, the curse for Adam was that you will now work the earth, and it will produce for you briars and thistles.
那么当这个罪恶发生的时候，现在人就不得不在这个土地上辛勤的工作。
And so, man needs to work for the earth. And then when it came to animals, originally man had dominion over the animals.
对这个跟动物的关系，原来也是人是完全的控制统治着这个动物。
But now, in sin, the animals are far stronger than man.
那么随着罪恶进入以后，动物的地位也上升了。
You compare a 5-day-old baby human being and a 5-day-old, let's say, horse.
我们来比较一下五天大的婴儿和一个五天剩下只有五天的一个马驹。
Okay, so within hours, the horse is running around.
那么在几个小时以后，这个小马生下来就可以到处跑了。
It can survive. It can escape predators.
它可以自己生存，躲避这个它的这个猎取它的。
A couple month old baby, all it can do is make cute faces.
那么几个月大的婴儿，只能做的就是说，有笑脸。
So we were the weakest after sin introduced itself into the world. After human beings introduced sin into the world by disobedience.
当因着人的不顺从而出现的恶来进入我们中间的时候，人变得非常的脆弱。
And if you look in history, God's relationship with man has never been the same.
我们看历史来讲，这个神与人之间的这个关系从来没有现在。
So for all of history, all you see is a struggle of man trying to return the balance of things on their own strength.
我们看历史来看，这个整个人类历史中，充满了就是人在 struggle， 在努力奋斗来。
We try to force the earth to produce more for us.
人来促使这个土地来出有更多的土产。
We try to force animals to submit to us.
我们试图来驯服动物。
We try to place ourselves in a position that God originally was, so that we would once again have the authority that God originally ordained to us.
我们试图通过努力来得到神所本有的权柄，这个权柄本来是神这个给我们的。
But we do all of this without God.
我们做这一切都是不是从神而来做的。
And so now, all the death and destruction, all the disasters upon this earth, are caused basically by man.
所以今天我们所看到的这种各种各样的毁灭，各种各样的这个死亡，都是由人本身来造成的。
Whether you believe in global warming, or you believe in, like all the wars that are happening in the Middle East, if you believe in all the murdering and everything that you see on the news.
无论我们是否相信这个全球暖全球变暖，是否相信这个中东的征战，还有这个各种各样的这个谋杀，都是在生活。
And this is a situation when humans no longer live as exiles, but rather want to turn this world into theirs.
这些事情的发生是因为人不再是一个流亡逃亡者，而是一个想把这个世界据为他们所有。
But for human beings, for those who are of us, not just for human beings, for us as Christians then, how are we supposed to live?
那作为我们基督徒来讲，我们该如何生活呢？
We are looking for and waiting for the original purpose that God established in the Garden of Eden.
我们应该是在这个渴望啊，并且寻求当时神给我们的意象，在这个伊甸园里的意象。
Because that should be far greater than anything you could achieve yourself in this world.
那个将是比任何我们能在地上所实现的都要大，都要好。
Because God's ultimate purpose and His original design for human beings is not the life that we are living now.
因为神创造我们的时候给我们的这个所设计的这个目的，并不是说我们现在所生活的这样的一个。
And we know that from reading Scripture. It's very easy to see from Scripture.
我们从经中可以看到这一点。
We see God tells us to be holy.
我们看神让我们成为圣洁。
He tells us to be righteous.
让我们成为公义的人。
He tells us to be good.
让我们成为一个良善的人。
To be kind.
Kind. 善良的人。
And He tells us all these things, and it's easy to understand. But how difficult is it to live it in our lives?
他神所教给我们的这些东西都很容易明白，但是活出来是有多么的难。
Do we desire that which is far greater?
我们一直在渴望更好的。
Or do we put ourselves into the world and automatically assimilate ourselves into this world?
或者我们就把这个自己放在这个世界中，就作为这世界的一部分。
Do we try to replace God ourselves and be in control of our own destiny, our own fate?
我们是否想取代神？这作为我们自己将来这个目标的这个全权的控制者。
And for me personally, that's exactly what I did for years and years and years.
对我来讲，这是我过去很多年就是这么做的。
An exile does not desire what this current world or country has to offer.
作为一个流亡者来讲，他所看重的并不是这个国，他所在现在所在这个国家。能够给他的东西。
It doesn't mean that you don't live in this world.
这也不是说你就不在这个世界上生活。
It doesn't mean that you are supposed to, you know, disappear from this world, from society, and you know, go up on some mountain, and you know, just between you and God, and you just, you know, survive as long as you can until God takes you home.
这也不是说我们就应该远离这个世界，跑到山中来。只过一个只有神和我们自己的这样关系的这样一个生活。
This concept of being an exile in this world has to do with what your goal and what your future, what you imagine your future to be.
做这样一种流亡者的生活，我们就是应该所具有的是我们的目标应该是什么
？What do you hope for?
我们希望是什么
？I'll give you a moment just to think about it. Last week on Monday.Or on Sunday, after you heard the sermon, what were you hoping for the rest of that week?
我想一想，如果过去一个星期主日，我们听完主日以后，我们对下这一个星期我们所希望的是什么呢？
Did you hope for maybe for those who are in school a good grade on a test?
我们是希望一个好的这个考试成绩。
Or maybe to be number one in a piano recital or a violin competition.
还是一个在这个一个钢琴比赛或者是芭蕾这个比赛中得第一名
，or maybe hoping for your kid to get into the best college，
或者是希望我们的孩子进入这个最好的学校
，or that your project will succeed，
或者我们手上的工作能够成功。
And which one of us has really had heavenly goals and hopes？
我们中间哪一个人确实有真正的有这个？属天的这样一个希望
，and it's something that we need to begin to look at because as Christians, isn't that what we're supposed to have?
这一点是我们应该开始来寻求的，这是也是我们应该所追求的。
Are we supposed to hope for heaven, hope for more people coming to Christ, hope for something that is completely eternal?
我们是不是应该寻求的是一个是属天的，是一个？有更多的人来寻求基督耶稣，我们是不是应该寻求的是一个永恒的
？But that's not what we do. That's not what we do.
啊，那但是我们并不是这样做的。
到30, 330, or 40, 40. Okay. Sorry, I needed a time check. But excuse me. That hope that we are supposed to have, it's kind of like this.
我们应该具有的这个期望是这样的。
If I told you, everyone here, that I was going to give you $1 million.
如果我跟大家说我要给你每人给$1,000,000.
Okay, so I'm going to give you $1 million. But the thing about this $1 million is that after tomorrow night, it disappears.
但是有一个条件就是明天晚上以后这个一百万就不见了。
Whatever you don't spend, gone.
你如果不把这一百万花掉的话它就没有了。
And anything that you put into, you know, stocks and bonds, anything that has monetary value, gone. You can only buy goods.
你这个你不你如果说这个钱这一百万美元是只是那些金融资产的话，它也会没有的。你只能买那个实物。
Well, like cars or houses or something like that.
实物，我就是
actual things. Okay.
不是吃的东西，就是实实在在的。
See, for me personally, I would eat 吃的东西 because I like 牛肉面、小笼包。It'd be all gone. I'd be eating all day. But if that was a situation, I'm sure all of us would spend every last penny.
如果那是这样那种情况的话，我想我们每个人肯定会把最后一分钱都花光。
Because why keep it? If someone's going to give you $1 million and tell you next day it's all gone, you got to spend all of it.
就是为什么要留任何钱呢？如果是有人给你一百万，然后马上就没有了，那你
And it's not like they're just giving it to you. They say you can use all of it. And so if that's so easy for us to decide that when tomorrow if the money disappears, that means today and tomorrow during the day, I'm going to spend all of it. I'm going to buy cars, I'm going to buy a new house, I'm going to buy new carpeting, flooring, whatever it is, we would buy immediately.
So we would 就会把每一分钱都花光，我们买车买房。
We wouldn't store anything up because we know it disappears.
我们不会说存任何东西，因为我们知道它会消失的。
That concept seems easy for us to understand in that context.
这个概念应该非常容易理解。
But when we think about what Scripture tells us about worldly possessions, worldly goods, worldly wealth, you know, honor, whatever it is,
当这个经常讲到这个属世的东西，
as Scripture tells us that we will not be able to keep it,
经常就告诉我们，明明告诉我们，我们是不可能把永久把它保存的。
Then why do we live as if losing these things will matter?
那我们为什么还是过这样一种生活？就是说，我们好像这个失去这些东西会这个就好像是不能失去这些东西一样。
And so for a lot of times you see in the news, people who are investors losing a lot of money on the market.
我们常常有时候看到在新闻里看到有些投资者
The moment they lose everything, all of a sudden it's like their life is over.
当他这个丢掉他财产资产的时候，那一刻好像他的生命也都结束了。
They go in denial. They say, no, maybe I can get it back.
他们有时候是要否认这一点。他说，也许哪天我能会拿回来。
Or they eventually become depressed.
或者是最终他们变得非常的低落。
And eventually there's a lot of suicides associated with money.
再严重一点，会有很多的自杀发生。
And one of the largest causes of divorce in America.
那么这个在美国，造成离婚的这个最大的因素
is actually because of money problems.
也是跟金钱有关。
But if we are Christians and we understand that this money, all of our fame, all the power we accumulate on this earth doesn't last, then why do we continue to struggle to hold on to that which will disappear, that we know will disappear?
我们作为基督徒，我们知道这些金钱也好，地位也好都是不会永远存在的。那么我们为什么还要为这些东西来苦苦的挣扎呢？
It's like I think my dad tells you a story, right? About I think it's his niece who he was giving candies to, right?
他讲了他这个父亲给他讲另一个故事。
I don't know if you remember, but this little girl loved colorful wrappers.
他父亲的一个侄女喜欢colorful
wrappers, like candy wrappers.
喜欢这个各种各样的糖纸。
And because like they're pretty, right? They shine, they glow, they're glistening. And so she would collect these and hold them in her hand when she was really little.
那这个小女孩就很喜欢这些各种五彩的糖纸。
And so my dad would walk up to her and have candy without the wrapper and be like, do you want this candy?
那么他父亲就过去就说给他一块没有纸的糖，问你要不要这块糖。
And so this little girl would stand there with all these wrappers and she would start thinking.
那么这个小女孩手里握了一大把糖纸开始。
And so first thing she thinks about, maybe I should let this go.
首先她想是不是我应该把这个糖纸把它让他们松开。
But she's far more clever than that.
但是她非常聪明。
So she just opens her mouth like, how will you just throw it in here?
那所以她说她没有把手这个去把那个糖纸丢掉，而是张开嘴直接。
And so my dad would tell her, no, you gotta put something down in order to take it.
然后这个她父亲说你要拿这个糖的话，你得把另一些东西放下。
And so little girl would refuse.
那这个小女孩就会说不要。
So my dad ate the candy.
所以她父亲就把这个糖吃掉。
And she cried.
这个女孩就哭的。
And isn't that like us? If God is our father, he's trying to give us something that tastes far better.
如果这个天父是我们的父亲，他想给我们一个这个非常美好的东西。
He would give us something that is of greater worth than anything we can accumulate in this world.
他给我们的东西是好过我们能够在这个世上得到的任何东西。
You ever hear the problem when you're young, you have energy but no money?
我们讲到另一件事情，就是说我们有这样一个说法，就是当你年轻的时候，你有精力，但是没有钱。
But when you're older, you got the money but no energy.
当你变老的时候，你有钱，但是没有精力了。
But God gives us the ability to enjoy His provision throughout all of eternity.
神赐给我们的是让我们能够享受他在永久中给我们提供的东西。
But we still hold on to wrappers of a world that's already disappeared.
但我们却死死地攥住这个世上的这些糖纸。
Because all the good things in this world have been removed by sin.
因为实际上世界上好的东西都因为罪的原因已经都不存在了。
So the things we hold on to are just wrappers.
那么我们所坚持的实际上只是些糖纸而已。
They're just remainders of what God originally planned.
它仅仅是这个上帝的计划中的一些这个剩余的东西。
We wanted authority. We want to control other people. We want to be a politician or the boss of a company.
我们想要权力，我们想控制别人，我们想当这个老板。
But God originally put us over all of creation in the world.
但是神最初的创造是把我们置于这一切之上。
We want money so that we can buy things, so we can eat well, we can sleep well, we can do well.
我们想这个想有更多的钱，想让我们的这个衣食住行更好。
But God originally said, why do you need money when the earth produces whatever you can eat?
那么神却说我你要这些钱做什么呢？因为这个地本身就是为你所需要的一切都有提供。
We spend our money to live as long as possible.
我们这个为花钱是为了过一个这个让我们生活的越长久越好。
So we go to yoga, we go to, you know, like Pilates classes, we go exercise, we do all these things.
所以我们去做瑜伽或者各种各样的锻炼。
And I'm not saying it's bad.
这并不是坏事。
But God originally designed us to live forever.
那么神却是最初设计是让我们过一个永久的生活。
So you can do your yoga or your running for fun, not to lower your blood pressure.
你可以去做瑜伽或者锻炼，来 作为一种娱乐。
And so to give you this concept of what an exile is supposed to be like.
所以呢，我们再回到这个流亡者的这样一个。
To truly live as a Christian exile in this world, we need to understand and think about each and every single day what God has planned for us in the future.
这个真正的意思是我们要每天都要思考这个神。让我们的将来给我们是做什么样的设计
？Because when we realize what God has prepared for us, everything on this earth now just becomes a period of waiting for what's even better.
如果我们一旦意识到神给我们的设计是怎样的，这个世界上的一切仅仅是一个过眼烟云而已。
So we should take what God has given us in on this earth right now.
我们应该接受神给我们在这个世界上预备的东西
，and use it to gain more in all of eternity.
使用它们，以至于我们在这个永恒中能有更多的得着。
I'm not saying that you should all quit your jobs or you shouldn't, you know, try to make more money or ask for promotions.
我并不是说我们应该这个都辞去工作。
I'm not saying that you shouldn't do well on your SATs or get into a good college.
我们也不是说你不应该在考试中有好的成绩。
I'm not saying that enjoying buying a fast car or like a motorcycle or something cool is bad.
我也不是说这个开辆好车或者是这个享受开摩托车的乐趣是个非常坏的事情。
I'm asking you, what is your true hope and your true motive?For living on this earth.
我所问大家的是，我们在这个世上生活的真正的目的是。
Are you living for eternity?
是不是为永恒而生活
？Or are you living just to enjoy yourself now?
或者是仅仅是为当今的这个喜乐当今的这个享乐而生活
？Because if you're just enjoying yourself now, you're going to regret it in eternity.
如果仅仅是为今日的享乐，那么我们在这个永恒中。就会感到后悔。
And I pray that everyone would think about eternity.
我祷告就让每一个人都会时刻想到这个永恒的生活。
I pray that we would always remember God.
我祈祷我们每个人都要记住主。
So let us pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord God, you have given us the promise of eternity.
亲爱的主，你给我们永恒的应许。
You have promised us things that are so good that we cannot even imagine it now.
你给我们你应许给我们的是我们今天没法想到的。
But God, we just pray, Lord, for the heart and the desire to seek after that.
我们向你祈祷，我们有一颗这样渴望看到这样一个永恒中的这样一个心。
We pray, Lord, that we would be able to overcome the trials and tribulations of today to look towards eternity.
我们向你祷告祈求，我们能够今天克服我们今天所看到的世上的这些一切，我们着眼于我们永恒。
And we thank you for this hope.
谢谢你给我们的希望。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。